Welcome to Goals Question Time, where I interview leading executives driving innovation, venturing, and strategic change.
So, welcome to Goals Question Time. Today, I've got the honor of speaking with Eric Steger, who is Director of Corporate Development and Innovation and Managing Director of Strategic Innovation Portfolio at Independence Blue Cross. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Thanks very much for joining us. So, Eric, Blue Cross, I think, is really interesting around your structure of being a licensee sort of association. Could you give us a brief introduction, please, to Independence Blue Cross and its group?
Sure. So, Independence Blue Cross, affectionately we go by Independence, is a 75-year-old licensee or franchisee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, and operates as a health insurance company primarily in the southeastern Pennsylvania under our branded business, the Blue Cross Blue Shield business. We have approximately 2.5 million members within the 5-county area surrounding Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, but we also operate on an unbranded business selling other types of health insurance products to almost 10 million members nationally through our various subsidiaries. So we're actually one of the larger plans within the association.
Good. Yeah. And the sort of subsidiaries you've got?
So we have several, including AmeriHealth, which is our unbranded business that sells in Pennsylvania outside of the 5-county area, as well as New Jersey. So for a little bit of background, the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association gives you or the licensees the right to use the brand in a specific geography. That doesn't preclude us from selling other or servicing other members outside of that area that we were given license to. So that's what our AmeriHealth brand. We also have an administration company called AmeriHealth Administrators, which is a classic third-party administrator serving self-funded health plans. We have a very large Medicaid and Medicare plan called AmeriHealth Caritas, which brings access to health care to nearly 2.7 million people through Medicaid. We also have a couple workers' workers' compensation insurance companies known as AmeriHealth Casualty Services. So it's a range of subsidiaries providing a range of products, both nationally and locally.
Good. And could you give some insights into the key technologies and new business models that you see the opportunities or threats for your current business then, please?
Sure. I mean, as your readers may know or may not know, with the advent of the Affordable Care Act, ACA, the health insurance and cell industry and insurance is facing its largest regulatory change since Medicare. So we're seeing a lot of changes and pressures both on the unsustainable growth in healthcare costs, both the shifting demographics. So you have the millennials consuming their healthcare differently than the boomers who are consuming more of it. So in general, the insurance industry is really going to a consumer-driven model and undergoing fundamental and extraordinary change. So a lot of what we're looking for is new technologies and innovations around improving the end-to-end member healthcare experience. So how do they have a better experience within the system? How do we engage our members in managing their own health better? So in general, as a system, how do we move from a reactive sick care type of methodology to a more proactive wellness and keeping our members healthier? And then we're looking to improve the care delivery model, particularly through the application of data and analytics, to head off potentially more severe and higher cost issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, so some significant megatrend drivers and particular focus areas that are happening for you then. Great, thank you.
And
what type of venturing process are you using to try and address those issues?
So we're looking at an integrated approach, Andrew, and what we refer to that is we both do direct investments in early stage and startup companies that are strategically relevant to Independence, and then we look to have a strategic partnership or relationships with traditional institutional venture firms focused on healthcare technology and services that we can partner with and see their deal flow and co-invest. So we really have a bifurcated and a parallel strategy to our venturing efforts.
Good. And what's the sort of structure in terms of being off balance sheet, on balance sheet, separate fund, or anything like that? How's it, how are you managing your process?
Right. So we're part of the broader corporate development innovation team within Independence, and we service as the internal investment banking group for the overall organization. Our group sees a range of opportunities looking from the minority investments through joint ventures through acquisition and divestiture work. The capital that we are allocating or putting to work is from our balance sheet. It was disclosed in 2014 as part of our Healthcare Center for Innovation. It's a $50 million allocation off of the balance sheet and roughly split half and half between both methods, direct and indirect.
Good, good. And how does that structure then relate to, you know, to the business units that you're investing, you know, and partnering?
So our efforts are actually very strategic in nature. We say they're both strategic and financial, with strategic trumping our financial objectives. That doesn't mean we can lose money. We are running this like a more institutional venture type of opportunity with financial goals and targets, but we primarily are looking for opportunities that are strategic to our business units. So we work closely with them, and I look both proactively and opportunistically to bring solutions to our business units. We identify them, we bring them in, and we get their buy-in and possible use of the solution or the company as a vendor prior to any investment.
Okay, good. And you touched briefly there on the on the side of the fund. Could you give us an idea of the sort of that side of the fund, the investment portfolio, how much you've deployed,
sure,
and how many deals?
So as I noted, the total allocation was $50 million, roughly split half and half between direct and indirect. Last year, we were able to invest and partner with four early stage strategically relevant companies, strategically important companies, to us generally looking to write $1 to $2 million investments as part of a broader Series A round. So we'll look to participate in companies looking to raise, call it $5 to $15 million as an early stage financing, versus saying, hey, we'll put $2 million in a $300 million mega buyout.
Okay. Yeah.
And the reason for that, Andrew, is we're really trying to add strategic value to these early stage startups. So participating in that size financing in that early stage, we can really help to leverage the product, guide them, make introductions, and be a valued partner to them versus just a passive investor on their cap table.
Yeah, great. Now, that's a very important point from corporate venturing, being able to bring that strategic benefit to the startup as well as the insights and that for the corporate and that itself. In terms of people are so central to corporate venturing, can you please give us sort of a bit of an overview of the members of the team that are involved?
Sure. I mean, the overall corporate development innovation team, there's 10 members varying in focus and experience, all within the Philadelphia headquarters, but the day-to-day management of the portfolio is primarily with two individuals, myself and another professional. Both of us have significant experience in venture capital and can bring that experience to our portfolio. So it's a small and active team integrated within the larger organization.
And so there's some excellent experience brought in, but experience in other areas in banking and consulting and stuff like that as well.
Yes.
Okay. And how does that venture team connect and work with the business teams and that themselves as well, particularly if you're coming in from outside?
So understanding the business unit strategy is certainly central to what we're doing, and we look to have a strong understanding of it so we can better identify opportunities that are in line with it. So this involves an open and frequent dialogue. I mean, we're meeting with our business units, and there's a number of them, let's call it 10 to 12 units, that we're meeting with monthly all to quarterly for various updates and check-ins across the organization. So that includes a screening of their initial interest, developing their ongoing strategic relationship, and then ultimately supporting the investment on their behalf.
Excellent. Great. And then the types of partners that you're working with outside, that's also very important around this venturing and open innovation. You know, which partners
Absolutely.
Do you tend to work with, and what's the most effective ones that you've built up relationships with?
So we're certainly working with a wide range of partners, all the way from the academic institutions such as the University of Pennsylvania, which we partnered with to sponsor a local accelerator, through other large corporations such as other insurance companies, as well as the association itself, and institutional venture firms that we co-invest alongside. Our sourcing efforts certainly leverage all the known resources that are wide and broad, including investment bankers, venture capitalists. We talk quite frequently with the angel groups, angel investor type groups, tech transfer attorneys, and organizations. So it really is a broad sourcing effort. But what's interesting is where we get the largest number of our deals from our venture partners, the largest number of our deals closed are from our business units themselves. Reinforces the strategic nature of what we're doing.
Okay. So that's good. So that's the really bit about the strategic connection and all that, and you're making a financial return and that along the way.
Mm-hmm.
When you get further down the track.
But we certainly do say the strategic interest trumps the financial.
Yeah, good. So could you please illustrate, give us a couple of examples then of recent investments or collaborations that you've done?
Sure, a couple of them come to mind. Was we had actually partnered. We put money to work as a sponsor and are actively involved in the Dream and Health Philadelphia collaboration with the University of Pennsylvania Health System. So we are sponsors in that accelerator, and through that actually we identified a group of really standout and excellent entrepreneurs who were working on a medication adherence platform. We worked with them through the accelerator process, introduced them to our medical team, and a year after the accelerator, we continued to stay in touch with them. They are actually in flight with a pilot to a large number of our members working on medication adherence, trying to help them live a healthier lifestyle. So while we haven't invested in them, members of Independence and certainly the Strategic Innovation Portfolio were actively engaged with the startup community, mentored them, and then continued to work with them post pilot. We may yet to see if there's an investment opportunity. So another example was a West Coast based startup company was focused on predictive analytics using big data with all the buzzwords in the industry, but we really were on a West Coast trip. We identified them through a venturing partner of ours. We introduced them to our business analytics business unit. They were intrigued enough to run a pilot testing their performance. The strategic relationship with business unit alignment was further accentuated when we selected them to continue our effort through a vendor relationship, particularly on the informatics and predictive analytics side. Once that alignment was established, we were able to participate in their next venture capital round along some very well-known and highly reputable institutional West Coast Silicon Valley-based firms, one of which we actually brought to the table as part of the deal.
Excellent. Okay, those are two great examples about this is not just about the transaction, it's about the relationship and the connections and then getting the alignment. I think those are two good examples from you. Thanks so much for that. So just to wrap up then, Eric, in terms of when you're not venturing, what do you do to manage to relax?
When I'm not venturing, married with two young kids, boy and a girl, 11 and 7, so the family keeps me certainly busy. Occasionally try to get out for a round of golf or ski trip, but that doesn't happen very often. And I'm also an adjunct professor at a local university, so that clearly keeps me busy.
Good. I think you're quite similar to me. I've got two, which are 13 and 9 and that now. And if I was to put down hobbies, golf and skiing would be mine, but I haven't been skiing for a couple of years. And I get the occasional 9 holes and that on the golf. So
absolutely.
I can relate very much to what you're saying.
Spend a lot more time on the baseball team, on the field.
All right. Okay. Well, I can't put baseball down on my list and let them be based in
your cricket.
So, Eric, thank you very much for your insights. Really appreciate that.
My pleasure.
And I look forward to catching up with you at one of our future academies where we'll be. Very much.
Great. Thank you very much, Andrew.